Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this radio program is for November 23rd, 2019. Well, I have got a doozy for you today for a radio program. I'm going to answer some questions about my work. And it is interesting, the kind of questions I get as I go along here in my career, how things have changed. People don't necessarily ask many questions about their inner abilities, their inner state, their insubordination, as I like to call it, about the way they live their life. So when I get to questions like personal ones about why I do this, why I do that, I keep them tucked away for a very special Saturday morning kind of radio program. And so I thought, well, today's the day. I'm at Mount Madonna, and coming home, I just got off Mount Madonna, actually. And I thought it would be very interesting to answer some of these questions. So here we go. And I want to remind you that this radio program and all the things I'm about to say to you are there because of my sponsors, donors, people who have made a difference in your life by even listening to this radio program. You would not be hearing any of this or watching any of my TV programs if it were not for our very loving donors who make all this possible. So I hope you will become a sponsor and help us. We're in our drive for year-end donations. Our mystery donor is going to be matching, and all of this is going to be happening, because of your kind contribution. If you are not a sponsor, I hope you will become one. Our mystery donor will match your sponsorship. It's a very generous thing he's doing. And that is a cause I am deeply moved by. That's why I push it. Your support helps us not only pay for radio and do our TV programs on our website at aspire.org, but will help our Batmo project and help me go to hospice and all the things I do for free. I do to serve humankind people. But, you got gasoline, et cetera, you have to pay for. And your donations make up for all of that and help me sustain my work with those who are leaving their bodies, as well as the little kids that need so much help. You have no idea. You have no idea how much help they need. And the Batmo Project is a part of serving those beautiful children and children who are ill and dying, everything, putting maybe a smile on their face, but some insight into our life about the meaning of giving and what it's really all about as we go into this, Thanksgiving, Christmas thing that we do. And we don't do it very well. We don't really understand what is necessary in this world. So anyway, there it is. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, it's all tax deductible, of course. You can go to the website at aspire.org, aspire.org. The splash page will tell you everything about the year-end donation and how you can make one, how you can serve humankind. And help me to help those who are both leaving their body and frightened and all sorts of things to the kids who need our help. Everybody's always interested in when I get emails about my endurance factor. I don't see it as endurance. I really don't. I don't actually. It doesn't compute with me. So I'm just going to read the questions and comment on them, and hopefully this will maybe help you with your life and your living. First one comes from Harold, and he lives in Montana, and he says this: I used to go to the center when you were teaching, as you say, formally. You were prolific and profound then. Your work has even grown more since you left. How do you keep going in the face of such adversity and rejection, Harold? And then he put a little PS. By the way, I'm still too cheap to become a sponsor. Oh, Harold, you were a trip. There are many things that people do in the course of their life for the purpose of personal gain. Most people go to work for personal gain. Most people love one another for personal gain. Everything is about personal gain. If I love you, I get this. If I don't love you, I don't get that. If I go to work here and, you know, work hard, even though my heart isn't in it, you know, I get money. This is the way most people think. This is the, as it were, the pedestrian mentality at its greatest. So I only have one thing to say to you about all of this. It may not make any sense at all, but I'm not doing this because it's my living. It's how I earn money. I could do far better many other places in this world. But it's who I am. It's what I am. I don't do it to change the world because I'm smart enough to understand still in my old age that you can't change the world. You can't change people. You really can't. You can alter and shift their emotions from here to there, up and down, around and around. You can do all that. You can shift people's emotions. But you can't shift their core. What they are in their core of their culture, their psychology, their beliefs, you can't change all that. That remains the same at all times because most people do not have the influence of the soul upon their livingness. And the soul is nothing but the culmination of what it means to be in love. Harold, what you never understood about me, what most people do not understand about me, is I'm in love with what I do, not in a narcissistic way. I love spiritual awakening. I've had my spiritual awakening and continue to have more and more of it. I have just barely touched the tippy end of it. But it is so beautiful. It is so magnificent. I want this, of course, for everybody. Everybody. My friends, my enemies, my in-betweens, my audience, whoever. I want it for everybody. So my work is not to have some objective. Every day I get up, I meditate, I send energy to my students. I send energy to people who I have never met in the flesh, but people who need help, people who I know need help. And I do the best I can with sending that energy. I don't try to change people. I don't try to make their lives better. None of that, because that is impossible. I can add my energy to their life when I meditate, and that's what I do. And if they choose to feel that energy and accept it, adopt it, work upon it within themselves, then, oh my gosh, that's wonderful. We become one, and I love that. And some people do that with me. Not many, but some. My work is not about being popular or having a voice in the spiritual community. I don't care about all that stuff. And very few people would listen at all to me. Most people that I know who are my colleagues, they're just there to, you know, make people think they care and make money. I say things that don't make money, if you haven't noticed. I say things on radio and to my students. I do everything I can to try to help them. It doesn't make money. So you have to understand what keeps me going is, as you ask, I am in love with my work. If you're not in love with your work, and when I say in love, I don't mean with the idea of what it will give you. I'm in love with my work. I'm in love with everything I do, from Batmo to hospice to doing this radio program, my TV programs. I am in love with it. I don't try to show you that love or make you believe it or whatever. I just do what I do because I love so much what I do. And it has nothing to do with Greg. You know, he is a part of it in a way. But in another part, he is just, you know, there as a tool, as an instrument of what is going on within me. So I share. I see it as a sharing and not as a career. But it is a career. You know, it turns out that way. But that's the way it is. And what keeps me going is my deepest fascination with the beauty of love. I am so in love with love. I don't need an object or a person anymore to be the object of that affection, except maybe Anna, my Cocker Spaniel. But other than that, I don't need to have someone love me back. If they do, they do. They don't, they don't. Most people don't. So I don't look at it from the point of view of what's in it for me. I'll scratch your back, you scratch mine kind of thing. So that's the way it is, Harold, and it's too bad you're still as cheap as you ever were and can't do anything kind in your life. Makes me laugh. But I'm grateful that you do listen to me. I really am, and I'm grateful you still enjoy the TV programs. They're as prolific and as profound and as profane in a way as they ever were. And they are timeless. They could be playing for centuries and they would still be timeless, you know, and useful and relevant to the people who are seeking spiritual awakening. Thank you, Harold. I love you dearly. I do. Please forgive me. Namaste. We have a kind of a funny personal relationship and I enjoy it immensely. Next one comes from Leela. She does not tell me where she lives. Greg, I go to your website from time to time. Why don't you just give up? We don't care about your work or what you're teaching. Seems to me that you're not relevant to this world. Leela. Leela, I'm not relevant to this world, and you're correct. I'm not. And I don't try to relate to the pedestrian mentality. I just don't. The things I'm talking about, dear, are things that are far stronger and far more potent than the pedestrian mentality can understand. So I'm not sitting here trying to relate to Gen Xers or, you know, the whole Gen thing. I don't do that. You're not a marketing strategy to me. You know, I'm not in the, you know, the millennials and, you know, all the generations that are here, which each have their own problems based on the past generations. I'm not here to market you. I'm not here to try to, you know, appeal to your judgmental and pedestrian mentality. I'm just not. So I'm not on a campaign here. Leela, I'm not. This isn't a campaign for vote for Greg, you know, or believe what Greg tells you to believe in. I don't tell you what to believe in. I present certain things about awareness and the meaning of awareness, and I present it to you. That's all I do. and I show you the circumstances and the conditions of a certain lifestyle. I show you what the outcome might very possibly be in a worldwide situation, the consequences of our rigidity, our ignorance, our foolishness, all of us. I do all of that. But that doesn't mean I'm asking you to believe in what I teach. Leela, it's interesting. You're an interesting person to me because you keep returning to my website, and I wonder why. My critics all do this. They come, they listen, they watch, and then they criticize. Then they come back and listen and watch and criticize all over the place. You know, I get this from time to time, and I'm sure there are many more. Just don't bother to email me, which I appreciate. But nonetheless, less than none. If they want to, it's perfectly fine with me. But the whole thing is, you're writing me. You took time to write me. There's something that I have said that is maybe the pebble in your shoe. I don't know. I don't know you. I've never met you. I've never heard from you, you know, before. So here we are, but you keep coming back. There's something to be said about that. There's a lot on my website. There's a lot of things to watch and ponder and listen to and read. If you ever read one of my commentaries, it probably put you, you know, flat on your butt, and you wouldn't even know what to think of one of those. Most people don't. They are messages from the other shore. They are insights that most people can't conjure up in their mind, don't literally, you know, understand. And I have tons of those on the website too, but you'd have to be a sponsor, and you're not going to do that. So You have to look at things from the point of view of not your value system, your beliefs, your ideals. I do what I do because I'm in love. I'm totally in love. And I am very grateful that anyone even bothers to watch me or listen to me. You know, I'm very grateful. I was shocked when we won Emmys for our TV programs. I was shocked. A Telly Award? Are you kidding me? That was shocking to me. And now it's time to, you know, really make those programs more available. And they are on the website. The radio program you're listening to right now, you know, this is all a part of living and listening, excuse me, to a part of yourself that has been denied and forgotten, your spiritual part. I'm up against the worst kind of enemy, as it were, indifference, spiritual indifference. We live in a world where people are barely making it. The middle class is almost gone. We live in a treachery. You can't go anywhere without a fear of a shooter and all of that. You never know where they'll pop up. And politically, I don't even want to get into that, but it's a mess. So I'm up against a lot of terrible things, and I understand that, but I don't pit myself against those things. That would be really stupid. I just don't make nati-nati, neither this, neither that. I don't do that. I present what I present to those who have eyes to see and ears to hear. I am not in some competition. I never have been. I have never thought of my work as my work over this person or that person, or my work versus this politic or that politic. I have never done that. I don't really go there with things like that. So all I can really say to you, Leela, is I do my best to share with you a little bit of the infinite that I am able to put into words that I have and continue to experience in my life. There are many people who are too pragmatic and logical and reasonable to understand this. These are people who are selfish, who would not ever be able to give themselves away to anything other than their pedestrian mentality. They're always looking for something better or faster or easier. I'm not that. A spiritual practice, an authentic one, Well, it can be, for some people, very laborious. For me, it is very exciting. I like to play with it. I like to incite it. I find all sorts of ways to share it with people. And I never stop because it never stops in me. It just never stops. So this gives you kind of an insight into, you know, why I do what I do. And I'm sorry that you don't get anything out of it. And yet here we are talking together. Leela, please forgive me and come back to the website as often as you want. No one will ever know. I will never know. And you can do what you want. And maybe one day we can really talk. Please forgive me. Namaste. And the last one. This comes from a person, believe it or not, named Happy. Greg, why do you love us? We are unlovable. Happy. Well, you may be unlovable in the human sense. I might agree with that. People are, in general, very, very difficult. We live in times where everything is contrary to love. But that's not why. I don't have a why anymore for loving people. I really don't. I don't look at Harry and Mary and Sally and Johnny and all of that and look at them and say, well, they have this attribute I can love and they have that attribute I can love and I need to ignore this thing and that thing. You have to understand the way I look at people. Happy, I look at people as confined and captured in their human body. I see them caught in it. And they can't seem to get out, and it's beaten them down. The darkness of their human heart has beaten them down so much they can't get out. So I don't look at them and expect much out of them. And I don't look at them and pity them. I don't look at them and try to change them and get them out of the closet because it can't be done. It just can't. So what I do is I speak to the highest that lives within them that they are unaware of. And I just speak to that. I don't speak to anything else. I am speaking right now, Happy, to the part of you that is love. I am speaking to the part of my audience that is love. I am not interested in how they think about me or what their mental acuity is or how they're able to, you know, psychologically disproportion their hate and fear out there into the world as opposed to love. Most people, all they have is hate and fear. I understand that, but that doesn't mean I have to join them in that party. I don't have to join them in all of that. I can talk to them from another point of view, which is exactly what I try to do. I speak to them from their heart, their authentic heart. Now, they may not recognize it. They may not hear it. They may not acknowledge it. They may not like what I'm saying or doing or whatever. But that doesn't matter because my work is not to conform to them. My work is to sustain the love that they are. And that's all I can do. That's all I can say. That's all anyone can do. So, Happy, it's not what you say. I don't have a why for loving you. It is just love, and it means so much to me, and I hope one day you catch it. Love is something you catch. Please forgive me. Namaste. I hope you enjoyed the program. Hope it explained a little bit, and I hope you'll join me again tomorrow, okay? Have a wonderful, wonderful Saturday. Please forgive me, won't you? Namaste.